From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Comanche Flame by Madeline Baker. Now let's begin with Comanche Flame. Prologue. In the press of bodies standing shoulder to shoulder at the polished mahogany bar, one man stood conspicuously alone. One brown-skinned hand draped over the butt of a well-oiled Colt revolver. The other fisted around a glass of the best whiskey the house had to offer. As new customers entered the hazy, smoke-filled saloon, they invariably headed toward the vacant space beside the solitary man, and after one look into his unfriendly gray eyes, they invariably moved away, seeking more congenial company. The man smiled wryly as yet another cowhand edged away from him, wondering idly if it was the wrangler's aversion to gunslingers that sent him skedaddling, or merely an aversion to half-breeds. In his younger days, the man would have taken offense at such an obvious slight. But now... The man shrugged mentally as he shifted his weight from one foot to the other. Hell, maybe he was just getting too old to give a damn. He was about to call the bar dog for a refill when the boy entered the saloon. The kid was looking for trouble, sure as death in hell, the man thought warily. It was there in the boy's bantam cock swagger, and in the huge hogleg holstered at his side. The young gunsel hesitated just inside the saloon's swinging doors. He was a tall, good-looking kid with corn-colored hair and pale blue eyes, eyes that darted impatiently from one familiar face to another until, at last, they came to rest on the swarthy countenance of the stranger standing alone at the far end of the...